This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As California finds itself in the middle of a COVID-19 surge, California's governor finds himself in the middle of criticism.
I think he got roughly what he deserved.
Governor Newsom attended a birthday dinner party. The party reportedly had 12 or more people from different households.
Oh, the humanity.
It's the type of gathering Governor Newsom has been imploring Californians to avoid.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back.
Yeah, well, 2020 hindsight and all that, you know what they say.
And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice.
Apology not accepted, moron.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Senator from Ohio.
I'd start by asking the presiding officer to please wear a mask as he speaks, and people below him are, I can't tell you what to do, but behavior.
I don't wear a mask when I'm speaking, like most senators. I don't need your instruction from me.
I know you don't need my instruction.
Then shut up.
To speak about me at every single rally as he had held his Klan rallies throughout the country.
Well, I don't know the context within which he has made those remarks. I've got great respect for Ilhan, but I don't know the context in which those were said.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We updated our civic integrity policy to address misleading or disputed information that undermines confidence in the election.
If you're not a newspaper at Twitter or Facebook, then why do you have editorial control over the New York Post?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Did I hear Gavin Newsom say he needs to preach? This is just more evidence. You know, we were talking with Tom Woods about it yesterday, about this is just some kind of a third-rate cult that's developed, a cult that doesn't promise you eternal life or peace of mind. It just provides you a chance to rat out people who are trying to have a good time, and you can huddle in your basement. That's the kind of cult it is. You know, Charlie Parker says you need to wear your mask religiously, and this guy says he needs to preach. I don't need your preaching, you know. I have my First Amendment rights. You have your First Amendment rights, but you don't get to enforce your religion on me and everybody else within the sound of your voice. Good Lord. All right. Time now for the chump line.
Hey, Mr. Hate Mail Monday guy. Looks like Balloon Head got the last laugh on you. Congratulations, Drake.
I guess that was positive.
It was positive, but don't worry, guys. We have a negative Balloon Head comment that will be coming up later on in today's show during Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. It won't be on the chump line, though. We'll have to wait a little while until later in the hour.
Congratulations on the new show, Grace. And don't forget, 10% to the big guy.
No, that's, he said at one point 10%. He was holding 10%. He told his daughter, Hunter told his daughter he had to give 50% to the big guy. I think a 50% sounds more like it. We're talking about the COVID cult. 207 says it's the type of cult, but doesn't even have the common courtesy to give you a glass of Kool-Aid. Exactly. Very well put. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week pointing out that while Michigan has a hell, Maine has harmony. Pennsylvania has burnt cabins. Maine has unity. Arizona has why. Maine has hope. And while New Mexico, has truth or consequences, Maine has freedom. No wonder we make such wicked awesome products.
Hey, Howie, this is Hunter Biden here. On television the other day, I heard Sidney Powell say she would be releasing the Kraken. Any idea where I can get me some of that?
Just don't leave your pipe in a rented car again, Hunter. Even if you give the pseudonym of McGee when you rent the car.
Can I get me some crack in here, please?
We're all looking for a little good Kraken before the weekend. She said she was hoping to release the Kraken by the end of the week, so I assume she's working on it today.
This Thanksgiving, I'd like to thank Governor Baker for absolutely nothing.
I would settle for nothing from him, but he just keeps coming up with these new edicts, you know? Thanks for nothing would mean he was just leaving us alone. Governor, all we ask for Thanksgiving and for Christmas is to be left alone. Shut the bleep up. 781 says, my apartment building in Revere is now saying you may not have gatherings in your home with anybody outside of your own household. Well, if you go away for Thanksgiving, can you come back into the building?
Hey, Howie, with Thanksgiving coming up, do you think Grovey Baker will be reaching for the breast or the thighs?
That's an eternal question, isn't it, in the Baker household? Gropey, keep your hands off the breast. This is what got you into trouble in the first place.
Hey, Charlie Parker. Michigan is looking to impeach their governor. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
I'm not sure we have a recall mechanism in our state constitution to do that. But it would be very difficult. Look how many judges get recalled. None.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, as read by Dr. Fauci.
"'Twas the night before Christmas. Wear a mask."
Now we see, again, today he's calling for, a national mask policy, which is a little different than he was saying last March, when he was saying that it was just virtue signaling. I'm going by Dr. Fauci in March.
All I want for Christmas is bleeping Christmas.
Exactly. Who would have ever thought that you would look back with such nostalgia on those stupid Santa Clauses in the malls with the little lines of kids waiting to get up onto Santa's lap? It seemed like kind of a stupid thing, didn't it, in the old days? Even when you had kids. But now would be so nice to see a Santa and a little group of kids and nobody wearing masks. You don't know what you got. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. Pave paradise, put up a parking lot.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. These election observer complaints are a bunch of malarkey. The fact is, the Pennsylvania ballot counting was watched by an eminently talented observer, Helen Keller. I mean it.
Yeah, they came up with another 8,000 votes in Philadelphia, and guess what? 85% of them were for Biden. I thought they weren't supposed to take ballots after 8 o'clock on election night, but they don't seem to care about the laws as they're written by the legislature of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is Tom Turkey. I mean, I guess there is an upside to no Thanksgiving. I don't have to worry about getting a pardon from the president.
I have a feeling that 978 was on to something, though, when he said that there are going to be a lot of funerals for pet turkeys on Thanksgiving. That way you can have up to 30 people at a funeral, at least in our neck of the woods.
This is Rasputin. How dare you compare me to that idiot Dorsey?
You did pretty well, Rasputin, controlling the Romanov family in Russia during World War I, but I don't think you ever came near to having as much money as Jack Dorsey does. How much is that guy worth? He's like worth several billion dollars, and he's 42, 43 years old. And he's not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree.
That
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message any hour between 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. And if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear more Chump Line messages, go to wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast, and there you can find Chop Chumps every night around 7 o'clock. Those are the Chump Line messages that didn't make the broadcast version you just heard. Chop Chumps, get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week pointing out that while Michigan has hell, Maine has harmony. Pennsylvania has burnt cabins, Maine has unity. Arizona has why, Maine has hope. And while New Mexico has truth or consequences, Maine has freedom. No wonder we make such wicked awesome products.
'Twas the night before Christmas, as read by Dr. Fauci.
'Twas the night before Christmas. Wear a mask.
Does Santa have to wear a mask as he comes down the chimney? Does Rudolph have to wear a mask? And how about Donder and Blitzen? And Mrs. Claus and the elves. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Kraken be released by the end of the week?
I hope so.
60% say yes.
They found some more votes for Donald Trump in Georgia. It's amazing what's going on here. Another county checked in, another 1,000 votes off of Biden's leads. It's down to like just under 13,000 now. Hope they got enough counties left to turn this around in Georgia. That would be nice. Anyway, you may have read this morning that Wreaths Across America, it's a great organization. They've been on our show before, and they put wreaths on all of the graves of veterans across the nation and in Europe as well, I believe. And the Army earlier this week announced that Arlington National Cemetery would not allow Wreaths Across America to lay the wreaths this holiday season because of the virus, and supposedly this was going to be a super spreader or something. I don't know what the reason was, but as soon as the news broke, now it has been reversed. The Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has said today that Arlington National Cemetery will host the annual Wreaths Across America program, reversing the decision to cancel after protests from lawmakers and U.S. military veterans. Tom Cotton was one of the leaders. Joining us now is Karen Worcester from Wreaths Across America. She's been on our show before. Karen, what was going on? I mean, when did you get the news that they were canceling the Arlington ceremonies?
Well, how are you, Howie? Thanks for having me back on. We kind of got the news last night. We received an email from the executive people at Arlington at about the same time they put out a press release. But I want to say this, that having the opportunity to meet with them today, their decision was based on the climate at Arlington and how they were dealing with COVID, with completing their mission, which is to have the burials and continue with them at Arlington with growing numbers of COVID on the ground there in D.C. So it kind of went out quickly. I think they were looking at, again, the temperature of what was going on with themselves. So they didn't make a decision against us. They were making the decision in support of carrying out their own mission. So we held off making a statement until we were able to meet with them today. We had a good meeting this morning. In the meantime, as people do, it blew up on social media, and people got angry because people have sacrificed
Karen,
a lot.
People are texting me now. This is a cemetery, right? But there are living people in the cemetery. That was the basis of their decision. But it was an overreaction. I think so. Once it made social media, it didn't take long for the Army to reverse its decision, did it?
Well, I would say no. And again, I will say we have worked with this team for, I want to say now, it's aging me a little, but 29 years, and had developed a lot of plans, and things changed quickly, and I think that they were trying to keep everybody safe. So we had great meetings today, and I know a lot of people went out on our behalf, a lot of our supporters. It's the organization represents people all over the country. We have closing in on 3 million volunteers, and we also reached a milestone today, Howie. We reached 2,500 locations. So Allentown is the cornerstone of how this started, but we've been working with the National Cemetery Association, who has control of the other national cemeteries, to put plans in place, and that we will be having wreath-layings on the 19th. Very much meeting with all of the COVID requirements in each area on a hyper-local basis. So we were fortunate we were able to pull together a meeting quickly. And by the time that I was ready to make a statement today, we received the word from Army Public Affairs that they had reversed it. And there's still work to be done because we do need to make sure that we honor all the veterans buried at Allentown National Cemetery and their families are embraced with the love that we need to show them this time of year and all year, but that we do it without causing any more hardship for the people who are already overworked there on the
right
on
now
the,
people if people want to get involved with Wreaths Across America, where do they go, Karen Worcester?
WreathsAcrossAmerica.org, and now that we know for sure that we are going to Arlington, we are far from reaching that goal. People have been extremely generous given the circumstances, but a great opportunity for a gift for the holidays, give a gift of remembrance at WreathsAcrossAmerica.org, because $15 will put wreath in the hands of a volunteer who will say the name of somebody buried at Allentown or 2,500 other locations. And, it's something that we can agree on. I'm tired to death of the division. I would like us to come together and agree that the only reason that we live in a country where we can have arguments of any sort are because of the men and women that are buried at these cemeteries, and those are the ones that we come together. It's a little bit healing that we're going to be able to do this on December 19th. So please join us.
And where do they go if people want? Can people still become volunteers to lay the wreaths?
Their process is going to look different at all locations, so go to WreathsAcrossAmerica.org and look at your location. We are just now starting the building process for what it will look like at Arlington National Cemetery. They're going to be very mindful for the families to have the first opportunity, and just to watch our website, Arlington's website, your local cemetery's websites to see the directives that will take place all over the country. But on December 19th, let's remember, honor, and teach, because it's so important to do.
Karen Worcester, I'm so glad they reversed the decision, and thanks for your great work over these 29 years. That's Karen Worcester from Wreaths Across America. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We announced earlier today that Grace is getting her own show. It's going to start on January 4th on WRKO, our Boston affiliate. And it'll be from noon until 3 o'clock. But she'll still be with me on this show throughout part of the day anyway, and we're still working it out exactly, but I would dare say that Hate Mail Monday will continue in one form or another, even if sometimes it's on Tuesday.
Yes.
Right, Grace?
Howie, I would also just like to clarify. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone for all the congratulations and well wishes. You guys are so nice, as I'm not surprised. I've grown to know this audience over the last 6 years, and Howie Carr Nation is the absolute best. I do want to let people know I'm not leaving. I'm getting a lot of sad tweets about how, does Howie need a new producer? Does Howie need a new sidekick? I am not leaving. This show is owned by Howie. It's like an extension of the Howie Carr Show. And iHeart is nice enough to, you know, give us the chance, but we will still be a team here. So don't worry. The team is staying together.
Yes. And it's not going to be like 60 Minutes and 60 Minutes Tuesday. Because we all know what happened with 60 Minutes Tuesday. They're the ones who printed the or went with the fake story about the Texas Air National Guard, the fake but accurate story that cost Dan Rather his job. And then they always said, well, 60 Minutes Tuesday was different than 60 Minutes. And everybody said, yeah, that's why it had the same name.
Yeah.
Because it was so different.
Yeah, I don't want to be 60 Minutes Tuesday because I've never heard of it. Howie, it is time for Hate Mail Monday on a Tuesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
As always, Hate Mail is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. It is getting chilly here in Massachusetts. It's the perfect time to have a nice French bread roll and some soup. It's just the crunchy bread, the soft bread, whatever you want to get from Piantedosi is the best. So check them out at your local markets. Okay, Howard, I'm going to leave this up to you. Would you rather start with a written piece of fan mail or a recorded piece of
Let's have a recorded piece of fan mail.
Okay. I know that one thing you do get a little sensitive about is your style. You are a fashion plate. You have never, you know, denied that. That is your calling in life. Ever since you went on TV with your shorts on and your open-toed shoes, you are just a fashionista. This man has a few problems with how your tie was positioned on Monday.
Tell Howie to straighten his tie up. It's Monday. It's all to one side. He looks like a bozo.
Rebuttal?
I beg your pardon.
That's all
I don't
you
look
get.
Like, I don't look like a bozo.
I have to say,
I look like Ronald McDonald.
The word bozo is very much coming back into play, I think, because of Hate Mail Monday, and I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite words. Speaking of bozo, Howie, you got some hate mail about your column about Charlie Baker. Do you want to give a brief description about what the Grimm Milestone column was about?
Yes, I said that we were coming up on the grim milestone of 10,000 COVID-19 quote-unquote confirmed deaths. And I said, how come when Donald Trump or any kind of Republican passes a milestone, it's always a grim milestone? But the Boston media love Charlie Parker so much, it won't be a grim milestone. And the Globe called it a milestone, but not a grim milestone, because a grim milestone is it's judgmental to say that, like someone is at fault. And Charlie Parker can't be at fault, even though 65% of the people who are dead are in his nursing homes that he regulates.
Well, one comment says about your column, keep fantasizing, comrade, Biden crushed Orange Man, and for good reason. Trump is a disaster as a politician and leader. Yes, Baker needs to own the 10,000 deaths, and Trump needs to own the 250,000 deaths. Orange Man has been missing in action through this entire disaster. Hence, he's fired.
Well, I don't think he had anything to do with the 250,000 deaths, and I think that it's also coming out, isn't it? That didn't the Centers for Disease Control today say that there were 12,000 heart attack victims that they just threw in as a COVID-19? 6% of the deaths, the COVID-19 deaths, have actually been attributable to COVID-19 solely. So, comrade, I don't think your description of who's responsible is really applicable. I'm sure the guy would say too, if I called it the Wuhan Red Death, he would say I was being racist. But it came from China, pal. Came from China, comrade.
No one wants to blame China. It seems like Trump is way more at fault in the minds of the Trump deranged than China, where the virus actually. And keep in mind, China halted flights from Wuhan to other parts of China, but they never halted the flights from Wuhan
right
to America. And remember, to me, says a lot.
And remember when Trump shut down the flights from China to the U.S., Dementia Joe Biden said it was xenophobia and racism to do that.
Right.
So that was what side he was on, comrade.
Howie, I have another nice little voicemail here for you. This is, of course, from the one and only Granny.
I know I'm blocked. You're still delusional. It feels good to say that. You are delusional. 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 Crazy, insane, mental.
Where's Granny?
Delusional.
Where's Granny going for Thanksgiving, by the way?
I don't know. If she would ever call in, I would ask her, but she seems to really prefer the voicemail method. And once again, I say this every single week. I'm sure it feels like Groundhog Day. Granny, you are not blocked. The lines are wide open for you whenever you would like. Howie, another person replied to your column about the grim milestone and said, President Donald Trump said today that a coronavirus vaccine will be widely available in the U.S. by...
Widely, probably.
Yes, by April. And this was in quotes. He said, I remember this bleeping liar promised it would be available before the election. Oops, what's another bleeping lie, right, Howie? I think
it probably was available before the election. Did you notice they announced it on the Monday after the election? And I think probably this was another perhaps a dirty trick on someone's part in the pharmaceutical industry to keep it under wraps until after the election.
And by the way, who says the election's over?
I don't think it is over. It's not over. The Kraken will be released at any moment if it hasn't already been released.
So, Howie, I really thought that once Biden, quote, won the election, I'm using air quotes again because this was decided by the mainstream media, that maybe some of the Trump deranged haters on my columns would back off a little bit. But no, they are more mad than ever, and they keep tossing your name around in my comment section. And so this is one of the comments I wanted to read to you. I wrote a column about Dr. Fauci telling Americans that it's time to do what we're told. And this is what one person had to say. I see Howie Jr., that's me, continues with the proven Howie hook. Tell a lie and make it even outrageous if you can. Like chumming to sharks, make it appeal to the typical imbecile readers. So Gracie, why do I see all those Biden supporters wearing masks? It's rather pathetic trying to watch you try to emulate Howie Carr. You are no Howie. You're just another sad, poor imitation of the real pathetic human being known as Howie. I'm sure your parents are very disappointed in you.
Where did you lie exactly, Grace?
Oh, I didn't. He
seems to have forgotten to include the actual citation of the prevarication.
Well, what's
the
funny,
whopper.
What's funny about my column, Howie, and I know you've experienced this, is that I actually just use quotes, which is something that comes in handy when people call you a liar because it's hard to deny quotes that people said on camera and or in one of their articles. So I quoted a lot of think pieces from the New York Times about the Biden celebrations. So I don't know where the lie was. I would love to know. Maybe Mueller, the avenging angel, the commentator, can tell me. Now, Howie, I do have...
What did he avenge, by the way, as everybody always asks on the Herald message boards. What did Mueller the avenging angel avenge?
It's like waiting for rain in a drought, Howie. We will never know. I also wanted to play, I teased this earlier, Balloon Head Man did not disappoint. He came through today. He heard about the news about the show, and he left us a Balloon Head voicemail.
Congratulations, Balloon Head. Don't you think we're not going to hunt you down from 12 to 3 when you say something stupid? Good luck.
Ominous.
A stalker. It's like somebody gets into a college, and the first message is, I'm going to follow you to that college and stalk you.
I don't even know what he means besides maybe Butte, Montana, and a couple of other things. My record is spotless, but I'm sure I will not disappoint on that front. Howie, there's also another comment here. Some people think we're turning into crybabies because they handled 2016 with such class and poise.
And aplomb.
And aplomb.
That's a good word, aplomb.
I like that. That ties with bozo for the day of words I like. This is hate mail boo-hoo-hoo.
I don't know why you people are crying so much. You know what's going to happen. Biden is the president. Boo-hoo-hoo. You're a bunch of idiots.
There's so many grandmothers who should be home praying for a happy passing. They're calling in.
Howard, that is not nice. Guys, once again, this is me signing off for the day, handing it back over to Howie. But I wanted to thank everyone again. The messages have been so lovely. I cannot wait to start the show on January 4th. I will still be part of the Howie Carr Radio Network. Fear not. It is Howie's show as well. So the show goes on.
All right. Stick around, Grace, because I'm going to talk about the Thunderstorm air purifier, which our listeners love. The reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me and Nancy sent a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works, doesn't it, Grace?
It really does. And, you know, when it gets to this time of year, the air can get very stale and sometimes damp. The weather's changing a lot. You want something that's going to keep everything moving and everything fresh. And that is the Thunderstorm. You don't have to believe us. The reviews are, Howie's right. The reviews are in. We've been hearing from everybody who's bought it. It is A-plus stuff.
Winter's coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge response from Howie Carr Show listeners and viewers. The response is amazing. Eden Pure is now passing the savings on to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing right now and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor, pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement, moldy smell. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of room. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer right now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatty! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take some calls here now. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie. Remember the Liberal Party of 2019 that would lose their mind when ICE agents were trying to get illegal immigrants that were criminals out of houses? But now they're using 311 to snitch on people for having too many people at like a house party or like what is wrong?
You know what? That's a really good point, isn't it? Yeah. You know what else that reminds me of, Matt? It's time for the Herald to file another Freedom of Information Act request to get the last couple of months of the snitch line. I mean, these people are really they're obsessed with making sure nobody has any fun, isn't it? Aren't they?
They're just the party of gloom and doom. They're the Charlie Parkers and the Joe Bidens, and they're just no fun, and they don't believe in civil liberties. It's just the bottom line.
Yeah, I loved a quote here. I've got it somewhere. This is from here it is. This is from Phil Murphy. You know, he's restricted indoor gatherings back down to 10 again. That 10 is the magic number. If you have 11, everybody's going to die. But 10, the virus leaves you alone. The virus does a quick head count and decides to move on. Here's what he said. I must again pull back the reins. It gives me no joy. That's a lie. It does give you joy. It gives you as much joy as it gives your Needham High and Harvard College classmate, Charlie Parker. Both of you get probably the only joy in your miserable lives comes from, stomping on other people's plans and good times. It's ridiculous. And it's not doing any good. It doesn't matter. It's like Tom Woods said. If you should really check that video out with the charts. And he's got all these charts from all these different countries, and he puts on there where the mask mandate came in, and it has absolutely no effect on the deaths. The deaths are going to, it's a virus. They're going to run their course, and then the virus is going to basically come to an end or go into a uh, into a non-deadly mode. But it's not going to have anything to do with masks putting it into it. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. Well, actually, it's President-elect Steve, and you're President-elect Howie.
I prefer to be President-Select or President-Reject.
Is there any way we could get Governor Baker on, like, the Jerry Springer show? You know how they used to have that bit? And the lie detector test has determined that that was a lie every time they do an interview with him.
Though that last batch of clips that we had from him, audio on Friday, that was just jam-packed with untrue statements. But you know, the thing is, sometimes it's like that Seinfeld line: "It's not a lie if you believe it." I mean, sometimes I get the feeling that he actually believes this stuff. You know, I like Gavin Newsom. You know, he's trying to be as draconian as the governors on the East Coast, but I don't think his heart's really in it. He just keeps getting busted over and over again. I just get that feeling. But Charlie Parker, I mean, he really believes it. He thinks that he's doing the Lord's work here, and I don't understand it. I mean, who is he listening to? Why doesn't he listen to somebody who knows what they're talking about? Thanks for the call, Steve. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, I'm a vice president of a sportsman's club, okay? And I go to New York and I bow hunt, okay? So I'm usually over there for an afternoon. They don't want me to come back to the club for 2 weeks now and quarantine. I'm like, do you realize this is a sporting club? What are we doing here?
I mean, who told you that? I mean, why are you dealing with state or local officials, Johnny O, to take this kind of crap?
It's not even the state or local officials. It's one of the members at the club doesn't want me back at the club because I've gone to New York and wants me to self-quarantine. And I'm like, I'm deer hunting. I'm out in the woods. Who am I going to get COVID from, a raccoon?
Johnny, I have a word for you, omerta. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell them where you're going. Just say you went up to the Holyoke Mall for the day. Then he'd leave you alone, wouldn't he?
No, they've known I've hunted there for 30 years, so.
Well, just tell them you really believe. Tell them you believe the BS, and you're not going over to New York State. I mean, you got in this situation, Johnny. You're entitled to lie, aren't you? If the governor can go up there, and all these governors can go up there and just lie their rear ends off day after day about how they're doing the Lord's work, and if you only would wear the mask for another 4 weeks, this will be the end of it, and we only need 15 days to flatten the curve, and if you test positive, you're going to die. If they can lie like that, Johnny O, you can lie about not having gone to New York State to do a little bow hunting. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.